Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 30th, 2007. I'm Stephen Weber, and I prepare this message each weekday morning, normally with my wife, Roxine, but she's in Tulsa right now. We'll be coming back this morning from the trip she had to deal with the funeral of her sister. Today's message is titled, A Trap. Scripture text is 1 Timothy 6, verse 9. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. I have often stated how I have received inspiration from church signs. Yesterday I drove by a church in rural York County and saw this one. He who buries his talent is making a grave mistake. Periodically, I've seen signs that really don't edify me, though. But the all-time worst church sign I've ever seen was a church that had bingo, which is inexcusable for a true church of Jesus Christ, in my view. The name of the church was Holy Ghost, and I don't identify the denomination church. The large marquee sign along busy U.S. Route 219 in New York advertised bingo night with this phrase, Holy Ghost Bingo. What a shameful witness for the third person in the divine Holy Trinity. It's sad when churches and the state get into gambling. Here in Pennsylvania, the state-sponsored gambling scheme is aggressively marketed. One can hardly go into any store without being confronted with lottery sales. Advertising abounds on TV, print, and on billboards. One perverse ad, I can't recall whether it was Pennsylvania or another state, actually markets the lottery to the poor as, quote, the way out, end quote. Our current leadership is bent on expanding other forms of gambling in our state as well, telling us it will lower taxes. Sure, want to make a bet? I marvel again at the timeless relevance of God's Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul has warnings to both the rich and to those who desire to be rich. We surely benefit from the warnings that Paul gives to the rich. But you may say, well, that's sure not for me. Yes, it probably really is. Most of us have far more of this world's goods than the vast majority of the world's people. Yet we also still need the solemn warning in our daily text that Paul gives to people who want to get rich. You see, it seems no matter how much you have, you always want more. Let's just consider one word in our scripture text this morning. The word trap has the root meaning fastened by a noose. Now, isn't that the case? A noose is loose at first, but gets tighter and tighter. Isn't that the nature of sin in general? And covetousness in particular. There's an appeal such as the bait set in a trap, but going down that road indeed leads to ruin and destruction. Let us heed the Scripture's warning today. And I desire that you be encouraged today. As I mentioned, Brooksine will be coming back this morning. In fact, she leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning, Midwest time, from Tulsa. Expect to see her around noon. I also am going to have breakfast with my brother who lives in the Allentown area where Brooksine will be coming in. Well, I have one additional resource on the site today, a song that I've enjoyed for a couple of years right now. I think it's made famous by Chris Tomlin. It's titled Enough, and it's got a great message, and there's a link if you'd like to listen to the song right off the website today. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site. We have a lot of resources on the site. And it's a real joy to share these messages with our podcast listeners. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.